Not very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And yesterday afternoon at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, Georgia, the Marlins continued their three-game series against the Atlanta Braves. It was a matchup between Jeff Locke and Jaime Garcia. And with the recap, as always, here is Glenn Yeffner.
Well, for the longest time today, it looked as though the Marlins were staring at a nice comfort-behind victory. But in the end, it was the Braves who ultimately came from behind last. And they pull out a win in 10 innings, 8-7 the final. They even the series up at a victory aside. The Marlins staged the first comeback in this ball game because the Braves jumped on Jeff Locke early in this game. Back-to-back one-out singles by Brandon Phillips, Nick Markakis in the first inning with two outs in the bottom of the first in a scoreless game. Two men on for Matt Adams.
Adams was 1-for-3 here last night. The left-hand batter hits a ball in the air to right. Going back and looking up, and it's off the wall and right. Stanton couldn't make a catch. One run is home, and that's Phillips from third. Markakis is held at third base. It's an RBI double for Matt Adams and a 1-0 lead for the Braves.
Atlanta starter Jaime Garcia faced the minimum through the first three innings. Allowed just a leadoff hit to JT Riddle in the third, but he was racing a double play ball. So it stayed a 1-0 game into the bottom of the third when with a man on and two outs, Matt Adams delivered again. 0-1 pitch to Adams is in the air, left center, hit it well. Yelich racing back onto the track, at the wall, home run. Matt Adams having a big day. It's his 10th of the season, his 9th as a Brave. He's driven in all the runs in the game, 3-0 Atlanta. But back came the Marlins against Jaime Garcia in inning number 5, and they came back with a vengeance in that inning, sending 9 to the plate. It began with a single by JT Realmuto. Man on, nobody out for Tyler Moore.
And this ball is launched. A high fly ball to left by Tyler Moore. It is up, up and away, and a 2-run home run has got the Marlins on the board. Home run number 6 for Tyler Moore. And he launched it right into the teeth of that wind that I had mentioned had just picked up, and it's blowing in from left. And the Marlins are on the board, and they pulled to within 1 of the Braves here. 3-2 Atlanta in the 5th.
Well, with one out in the inning, Christian Colon singled. Ichiro came to the plate as a pinch hitter for the pitcher, Jeff Locke. A balk sent Colon to second. A pass ball got him to third. So the tying man 90 feet away for Ichiro.
The pitch and a line drive, base hit to right. This game's tied. Ichiro with his 3,049th hit ties this game at 3 in the 5th inning. Colon home easily from third base on Ichiro's hit. That's the 4th hit of the inning off Jaime Garcia.
And the Marlins weren't done. After D. Gordon grounded out, sending Ichiro down to second, Giancarlo was intentionally walked with first base open and two outs. They'd rather pitch to Christian Yelich. That decision came back to haunt the Braves.
Here's the pitch. And he swings and lines the ball to right field. That's going to get over the head of the right fielder, Markakis. Home to score is Ichiro. Stanton's been waved. Here comes Stanton. Here's the throw, the slide. Safe at the plate. Giancarlo scores along with Ichiro, and winding up over at third base on the throw to the plate is Christian Yelich. A double, two RBIs, and to third base on the throw. The Marlins lead 5-3.
So for Miami, 9 to the plate in the 5th inning, 5 runs on 5 hits, and a 3-0 deficit turned into a 5-3 lead. In the 6th, still Jaime Garcia out there. With one out, he walked Tyler Moore. He got the second out, JT Riddle, and a ground ball to second base. At that point, he was pulled from the game. Jason Hirsch came on to face Christian Colon. He issued a walk, putting men at first and second. Hirsch left. Lefty Ian Kroll came on to face pinch hitter Justin Bour.
The pitch. Bour swings, lines a single to right field. Coming around third base is Tyler Moore. He'll score. Going on into third base is Christian Colon. It's an RBI pinch hit single for Justin Bour and a 6-3 Marlins lead here in the 6th inning.
So left-hander Kroll couldn't get the left-handed bat of Justin Bour. Then he couldn't get the lefty bat of D. Gordon.
The pitch. And it's hit through the left side by D. Gordon. An opposite field single off the lefty. Home to score is Colon, and the Marlins have a 7-3 lead.
So once down 3-0 in this game, Miami scored 5 times in the 5th and twice in the 6th to take a 7-3 lead. That comeback, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. But little do we know, the Marlins wouldn't score again in this game, and the Braves would mount a gritty comeback against the Miami bullpen. Brad Ziegler came on to start the sixth inning after Dustin McGowan had pitched a 1-2-3 fifth inning. Ziegler on for the sixth. First man he faced, catcher Tyler Flowers.
There's a ball hit high into the air to left. This is a no-doubter. Tyler Flowers has hit his fifth home run of the season, connects against Brad Ziegler, and the Braves get one of those runs back. It's a 7-4 game.
So Matt Adams bounced to first base, but consecutive singles by Dansby Swanson and then by the left fielder Santana put two men on with one out for Johan Camargo.
JT sets the target away again, and it's not away enough. A line drive base hit out into center field. Here comes the lead runner, Swanson. He scores over to third base as the trailing runner, Santana, and he's in there. It's an RBI single for Camargo, the number eight batter. Three straight singles, four hits allowed in the inning, including the home run. And now a 7-5 game.
So the go-ahead man came to the plate in the person of pinch hitter Matt Kemp. Kemp, who's been sidelined by a little bit of a mild hamstring strain. He lined to the right fielder Stanton for the second out of the inning. With the lefty bat of Ender and Ciarte coming up, Don Mattingly brought his lefty Harlan Garcia into the game. And on a very nice defensive play by D. Gordon, and Ciarte was out 4-3 to end the sixth, and it stayed a 7-5 Marlins lead. Kyle Bearclaw has gotten himself back on track in recent outings. He pitched the seventh inning with a two-run lead, and he got the first two men, Brandon Phillips, Nick Markakis. Then a key moment in this ballgame, Tyler Flowers hit a fly ball to center. It looked like it might be the final out in that seventh inning, but it was misjudged out there by Christian Yelich. Yelich started back, then realized that the ball wasn't carrying as far as he thought it would, came sprinting in toward the infield, made a dive for it, but he couldn't make the catch. So Tyler Flowers singled, extending the seventh, giving Matt Adams a shot at his fourth RBI in the game. 0-2 pitch to Adams, a swing and a high fly ball to right. Stanton's back onto the track at the wall, leaps, and he can't catch it. It'll be extra bases for Adams. Flowers around third to score. A two-base hit from Matt Adams. He's knocked in four in the ball game, and the Braves cut the Miami lead to one. It's 7-6 in the seventh.
So with the Braves bullpen rolling along in this ball game, it was up to David Phelps in the eighth inning to keep it a one-run lead. He allowed a leadoff single to Danny Santana. Johan Camargo sacrificed Santana down to second base. Santana took third when pinch hitter Rio Ruiz grounded to short. So you had the tying man 90 feet away with two outs in the eighth inning, and Phelps was able to get Ender and Ciarte to bounce to the second baseman Gordon to escape that bind. This one went to the ninth, the Marlins 7 and the Braves 6. After Jim Johnson, the Atlanta closer, struck out 2 and 1-2-3 top of the ninth, Marlins closer A.J. Ramos came on for the bottom of the ninth. It didn't begin well. He allowed a double to Brandon Phillips, ball that almost got out of here to left center field, but the Braves right out of the chute in the ninth inning had the tying man at second base for Nick Markakis.
A.J. straightens, deals. Markakis swings, ground ball, hit the bag at first, goes down the line. That's going to tie the game. Coming on to score is Phillips. Markakis into second. It's a double, banged off the sack at first base and down the line. What a break for the Braves. And this game is tied, and the Marlins have had some problems coming out of the bullpen today to hold the leads.
You know, A.J. Ramos had been perfect in save chances this year, 9-for-9, but he was perfect no more. The Braves had tied the game, and at that point, they had the winning man at second. Still nobody out in the ninth inning. Tyler Flowers, who had a game-tying home run off A.J. July 1st of last year, just down the road at Turner Field, he popped to third for the first out. With first base open, Matt Adams was walked intentionally. At the end of a 10-pitch at-bat, A.J. Ramos was able to strike out Dansby Swanson for the second out of the ninth inning. Still, he had the winning man at second. But Danny Santana struck out, and A.J. was out of the ninth. The Braves with a run on two hits, though, and we went to the 10th inning in a 7-7 deadlock. Arodys Vizcaíno pitched to the top of the 10th for Atlanta, got the first two men. He struck out Real Muto. He got Tyler Moore on a fly ball to right. J.T. Riddle singled, putting the go-ahead man on. Wound up going to second base on a wild pitch, but Christian Colon struck out, and the Marlins were gone in inning number 10. A.J. stayed out there. He has not gone two innings in an outing since the 2015 season, April of 2015 to be precise. He wouldn't make it through his second inning here tonight. In the 10th, he allowed a leadoff single to Johan Camargo. Pitcher Julio Teheran came up as a pinch hitter. He sacrificed Camargo down to second. Ender and Ciarte then with the winning man at second base had a hot smash back up the middle. A.J. fielded it cleanly. He looked back at second, realized he had Camargo caught off the bag, but he threw the ball into center field. Camargo diving back into second. The ball backed up very quickly by Christian Yelich, so Camargo couldn't go to third, but the winning man was still at second. Yet Ender and Ciarte at first after the fielder's choice. Two men on, one out. Bottom of the 10th, Braves trying to walk it off. Brandon Phillips looking to play the role of hero.
The pitch. He swings, lines a ball up the middle. Charged by Yelich. Here comes a runner at third, Camargo. The throw will be held and cut off. And the Braves win on a hit by Brandon Phillips to center field. They walk it off here at SunTrust Park. The Marlins lose 8-7. And a bitter pill to swallow, having the lead get away, and then the game got away.
Now the Marlins once down 3-0, led 7-3, but in the end, the Braves walk it off in 10. They win it 8-7, big comeback here at SunTrust Park today. Atlanta with 8 runs on 16 hits, no errors, 11 left for the Marlins, 7 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They strand 7. The Braves improved to 30-37 on the season. They're now 14-18 here in their home park. Meanwhile, the Marlins dropped to 30-36. They were aiming for their fourth straight win, which would match a season high, but they come up short today. They're now 14-20 on the road. Arodys Vizcaíno, the winner, 3-2. A.J. Ramos, the loser, 1-3. Time of the ballgame, 3 hours, 48 minutes. And a crowd of 38,661 goes home happy today in Atlanta.
Braves over the Marlins in extras yesterday afternoon at SunTrust Park. The Marlins will close out their three-game series in Atlanta at 1:35 this afternoon. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning and you forgot your bonus code yesterday, that bonus code for you now, ATL. The Marlins are in the ATL. They'll close out their three-game series against the Braves this afternoon. Speaking of that finale, 1:35 today, Jose Ureña versus Mike Foltynewicz will be on the air at 1:05 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.